Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Thank God it's Friday.
Today is a very special day.
Well, I just wanted to see if we could cancel the music because the radio show's starting to get pretty good.
It is National
Pizza Party
Day. Pizza party. Pizza party.
Hey, look, anchovies.
Anchovies.
No anchovies.
With extra anchovies.
Anchovies.
We have a pineapple pizza.
Pineapple and pepperoni.
Pizza and pineapple do not belong in the same airspace.
This is the worst pizza party ever.
Pizza party. Pizza party.
Showtime.
You know what? Why not? It's Friday morning.
I agree.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show along with producer Morty. 607, this is show number 1,888 for those people keeping track. And boy, oh boy, considering what's going on, and now I wake up and we find out there was an earthquake.
Yeah.
Didn't feel a thing.
Yeah.
Didn't feel a thing.
I think unless you were like somewhat awake in bed, you know, something like that. If you're sleeping, I don't think you felt it. And I kind of had, I think I had just gotten in here. Well, before, and I was working at just a little rumble. It was like, it was just very definite, though.
Oh.
Very definite. There wasn't a big truck in sight. It was like, what is that?
Well, I was up.
I had to eat something again.
3:45 this morning.
Yeah, but if you were showering or something like that, you probably wouldn't have noticed. It had to be, because I was doing this. I was here.
Yeah.
So I felt it.
All right.
If you were moving around, you probably didn't, but it's just, it's the apocalypse.
Did we survive? Everything is going to be okay?
It was up near Tonopah, so right up near Tonopah. So,
anybody else? 702-739-9636. Check in.
Yeah, if our friends up at the Jim Butler Motel in Omaha or the Ms. Pa are listening, let us know that everything's okay. That's your stop between Reno and Vegas, by the way. Tonopah, that's your definite
stop.
We
need for people to check in and mark themselves safe.
Yeah, I know. That's,
if you don't mind.
God, that and there's all sorts of things. I don't know if you looked out your window this morning. There's, killer gorillas. Don't look! Jeez.
All right. Sunshine today going to be nice. High in the low 90s.
Okay.
Mid to upper 90s tomorrow. A little wind on Sunday. 97 to high 70 outside right now. Here we go. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this is kind of sad. Disney's Frozen has become Broadway's first major casualty of the coronavirus pandemic. It opened in March of 2018, but yesterday producers said we will not be returning when Broadway reopens, whenever that might be. I would imagine some of the newer shows that may be the case. Sadly, I think it's going to be a while, you know, before Broadway reopens. Now, Joe Buck and others say that if sports do return without fans, they're probably going to use, you know, crowd noises, fake crowd noises. Some late night hosts are doing that, and it's kind of funny to make it feel a little more normal when you're watching. And they're looking at ways of using augmented reality to add virtual crowds. They've done this in some other places, and somebody suggested a long time ago to us that they put tablets in some of the seats so people can actually watch. And you can hear them responding as well. I mean, I don't know how loud that would be in a stadium, but, you know, be kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, or at least have some way of getting
that. I'll tell you this, it'll take away the home advantage, the home field advantage.
Yes, it will. It'll be very fair, that's for sure.
So
Fox says they're planning to pump in crowd noise for NFL games that are played in empty stadiums. Laugh tracks for Cincinnati Bengals games. Get out of here.
Hold on. I wasn't ready.
I didn't. Oh, sorry, Cincinnati. I had to do something else.
Can't even imagine what they're going to do in Detroit.
I know. That's it. Here, just,
for baseball, basketball, or football.
We don't need to pump in the crying, okay? We can leave that be. Oh, my gosh. And Matthew McConaughey. Now, he's been talking a lot, you know, just doing some PSAs and things like that.
Yeah.
Well, he has an inspirational message for 2020 graduates, Mike.
Ta-da! You graduated. You finished what you started. Congratulations. This is when it gets fun. This is when it gets hard. All right.
Oh, boy.
Okay, and if that does not inspire you and propel you to greatness, I do not know what will. 2020 class. Just
Matthew McConaughey.
Listen to that over and over again and decide what you want to do with your life.
All right, all right.
Oh, yeah, that is my take for now. Sponsored by Health Plan of Nevada. Switch to Health Plan of Nevada's Medicaid plan. Visit choosehpn.com.
Carla, you were talking about how Major League Sports might have artificial crowd noise to help the teams and give that real feeling when they broadcast the games. Listen to what one restaurant is doing in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Instead of taping off booths to keep people apart, they're using blow-up dolls.
I love that.
To fill the seats.
Yeah, I love
that. Between real people.
From what I hear, it's a kind of a nice restaurant, too.
And the customers seem to enjoy it.
Yeah. Why not? I think it's, I love the way people are being creative with what they're doing. You know, I love it.
And it doesn't make that one guy feel that odd when he brings his date.
No, exactly.
To the restaurant.
It's like, are you guys, they're not talking much, though. Excuse me.
His blow-up doll.
You guys? Oh, well. Maybe
she looks surprised.
Yeah, maybe it's a first date. I don't know. Maybe.
Who knows? But you're right. Different places are doing different things.
It's very clever.
Like to keep things as normal as possible.
Right,
I don't know. I haven't gone out yet, but I don't know how I would feel.
I know.
If I look at the next booth over.
Right. Well, you know, whatever.
And it's a whole family of blow-up dolls.
Here, so this looks good.
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. It wakes me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. 96.3 KLZ.
As we always say, live, local, in the studio, just a phone call away, 702-739-9636. Talk and text lines always open. And a little bit after 7 o'clock, about 7:10, details on, like, the greatest concert event ever.
Yes.
Ooh,
this is so cool.
For your ears only, so make sure you're listening for that. Over the last couple of days, kind of, you know, letting you hear some of these positive quarantine songs that people are putting together.
Yeah.
Here's a song with different lyrics, but you might, the melody you might find familiar. Here it is.
You gotta keep it sanitary.
Cleaning is my passion.
Yeah,
since corona disease. Scrubbing bubbles, taking care of the bathroom. And I never mix ammonia with bleach. I get up every morning and I'm mopping the floors. I wipe down all the counters and the knock on the doors. Your filthy, nasty hands are gonna make people sick. You better wash them up, wash them up, wash them up, wash them up. Hey! Man, you're gonna help me clean.
I like this one.
This.
Yeah.
Sanitary.
He sounds great, man.
He does.
That's Offspring. He sounds really good.
All right, so
love it.
That's one that's well produced, well written, and stuff like that.
We have to play the one by the principal. I don't know if we ever played that one.
Hey there.
Yeah.
This is me, Dr. Lee. I want to sing a song that gives you hope. I want to sing a song that gives you joy. I want to sing you a song that lets you know how I've been feeling during this COVID-19 pandemic.
I vote for that one.
Yeah, he is a principal, school principal in Alabama. And he's just, he's missing his kids and all that.
He's just at it.
You go.
All right, so when it comes to homemade songs, is that our new number one?
Yeah, though I do like that Offspring song. I like that a lot.
That one's well produced.
It is good. But for your indie, your indie track.
Between him or the lady with the banjo.
Stay indoors. And keep up with
this, I don't know, this sticks in my head.
Yeah.
Talk to friends.
I still like this one.
I wonder if Genesis, Phil Collins, if any of the gang has heard this one.
We got to do this in concert when we get back. All right, well, vote for anyone you want to, but those are some of the songs that we're putting on the air and I think we like.
You're we all bummed because you didn't feel it?
I feel cheated. I want to, you know, every once in a while, I don't mind feeling a nice little quake.
Right. Like I say, if you were doing anything, if you were showering, if you were doing something where you were there was movement right. anyhow, I don't think you would have felt it. But I was right here at the computer working on stuff, and it was quiet. There's nobody else. It
right.
was like, what is that?
6.4, right?
Yeah. And it was up near, it looks like it was like kind of between Tonopah and Gardnerville.
Okay.
Which is towards Reno, but certainly yeah. this side. So, yeah, I mean, that's a decent-sized shaker, you know? I know.
I do.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I feel cheated.
I wish it would have lasted longer. Next time I'll text you when it lasts. Mike, wake up. Wake up, earthquake. Earthquake.
It's almost like I wish I didn't even know.
Yeah, I know. Nobody had to tell me.
Hmm.
It's like somebody won the lottery and you yeah. didn't. Whoa.
Sunshine today, high in the low 90s. In fact, going to be a nice weekend. Maybe on Sunday a little breeze, but we'll see how that goes. 70 outside right now. By the way, greatest concert event ever for your ears only. Waiting for details. Got those coming up after a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I mentioned a few weeks ago that they didn't think you could spread the virus through sex. Well, now they say you better wait.
Well,
you better wait at least 30 days to have sex or even kiss again. If indeed you had the virus or didn't even have symptoms but tested positive,
right.
You got to stay away from the sex. Jeez, great. More reason.
The earthquake.
I know it. Oh, and Bigfoot now is affected. And I'm reading this. This is a totally serious story. Bigfoot hunters.
Yeah.
Very worried that Bigfoot is susceptible to coronavirus. So they are saying if you are going to hunt Bigfoot, please wear a mask yourself to keep him safe. So we're worrying about Bigfoot. By the way,
it's respect for Bigfoot.
Yes, exactly.
That's it. I want to see a picture of Bigfoot now with his own mask.
I hope he's wearing one. Exactly. If
Trapes
I'm looking
around.
For you, dude, you better have a big mask on too. Okay, and take that hat off. Jeez. And a new study looked at Google Trends over the past 30 days. This is, you know, while we've all been in quarantine, to figure out what cocktail people in each state have been Googling while in quarantine. This is great. A lot of states looking for drinks like old fashions, margaritas,
yeah.
things like that. A few states wanted more intense stuff like kamikazes. Here in Nevada, we were pretty exclusive. It's a grasshopper.
Ah.
It is a grasshopper. That is old school. That is kind of mom old school.
Yeah.
If you want to know how to make it, cream de menthe. Cream de cocoa, cream, heavy cream,
yeah.
and ice, and you shake it up. You shake it in a cocktail shaker, and you pour it into a glass, or you can blend it as well. They're actually pretty good. It's minty. It's mint and chocolate,
basically. Seems very heavy.
Yeah, it's not a light drink. It's not a light drink.
Right.
It's more of a dessert drink.
Oh,
you know.
Okay.
But yes, the grasshopper, and I don't know if that has something to do with, you know, the infestation we had last year or what, but the grasshopper.
You know what? That whole thing is so yesterday.
Oh my, and it's so nothing.
Between the killer murder hornets and
yeah.
now the moth.
Oh, there are these gypsy moths that are apparently just huge. They're just huge.
Yeah.
And I was reading, you asked me, Mike, how do you spot them? You know, they're giant gypsy moths, and that you hear the, they have a distinct Joan Baez music.
Perfect.
Following them.
Okay.
Help me out. Joan Baez.
Google her.
Joan Baez. It is Friday. Oh, finally, a few things you should know.
Get ready for Rock Stockapalooza. It's May 24th on a Sunday. It's going to be the greatest concert event ever for your ears only. Just reveal the details, and the reaction is awesome.
So cool.
Looking forward to it. All right, 7:27. Last hour,
yeah.
we were talking about that restaurant. John had mentioned that upscale restaurant
yeah,
in the Washington, D.C. area.
It's called The Inn at Little Washington.
Okay, and they're using mannequins.
Right.
To help, you know, so people don't feel weird going in there.
Yeah.
And your brother lives in that
yeah,
area.
My brother Matt is out that way. Yes.
And
yes.
he's on the phone.
Yes. Cool.
Matt, have you been there? Do you know this restaurant?
Yeah, I think it's a 5-star restaurant. I think it might be the only 5-star restaurant around here. It's out in the rural area west of here, probably about 20, 25 miles.
Seems kind of unusual then to have mannequins, I guess, in a restaurant like that.
Yeah,
but.
Well, you know, some of the people that go there, you think they're mannequins anyway. They're pretty scary.
Well, then it's perfect.
So they just kind of blend in. And we're talking about the mannequins.
Yes, exactly.
Matt, would that kind of freak you out? Since you've been to this restaurant, would that kind of freak you out?
Probably would if I didn't know in advance. Surprised a lot of other restaurants don't do it. Because a lot of times you go to a restaurant and you look like and you see it's empty. It's like, I'm not going to go there. Nobody eats there. But if you see a bunch of mannequins, and you don't know if it's mannequins or people, it's like, hey, this place must be good. We should go.
Yeah.
You know what, Matt? That's a brilliant idea. That might be what they have to do here at the casinos. It's like, this place is packed.
As opposed to that place we talked about in South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Probably not as high class as this restaurant. Instead of using mannequins, they could only afford blow-up dolls.
Yes.
They go to the local sex toy shop to get them.
Yes. Yes, much cheaper.
You do what you got to do. Yeah. Matt, I hope you're doing well. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Good talking to you, man.
Yes,
hey,
Matt.
Hey, congratulations to Carlo.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, we knew when she was in high school that she was setting herself up for something. We weren't sure what, but
she
paid off.
Yeah.
For those people that don't know, Gracie Award winner, this is a national recognized award for women in radio and in the media, and you are a winner from Las Vegas, and well-deserved.
All those times Dad said, why didn't you go to school? Why are you cutting class? Because I don't like the class. That's why, and we were going to the lake to have fun.
Boom.
So go back and take that award and shove it in the face of all the teachers that said you'd never amount to anything.
Yes! Thank you, brother. Thank you, Matt.
Matt, have a good day. Thanks for taking time to call.
Okay, you guys take care.
I love you, Matt.
Right.
What a good guy.
He's a great guy.
What a great brother.
One of my best friends. Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Yes, a Gracie Award winner, our very own, Carla Ray.
Blown away. Jeez.
A nationally recognized award for women in media. And we are so proud of you.
Thank you.
You're growing
kind of
up.
Proud
right
of me. I know. And look at
the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The only morning show I listen to.
96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard on the phone. A few things to watch this weekend from your home on those streaming devices.
Yeah, we got some big stuff this weekend. First is a comedy from Adam Sandler's company starring David Spade, The Wrong Missy. And David Spade thinks he's invited the woman of his dreams on a work retreat to Hawaii, but then he realizes he's texted someone from a nightmare blind date.
Okay, that's kind of funny.
So can you imagine being in paradise with someone in a nightmare scenario? It's Adam Sandler's company. So you got regulars like Rob Schneider, and it's funny, it's raunchy, it's lots of fun, but it's for adults. And Laura Lapkus just steals every scene she's in. She's hysterical. I can't tell you how much I laughed at this movie. It was really fun. Also, we got a new series called Snowpiercer, and this is from the movie about 7 years in the future, the world becomes a frozen wasteland, and the survivors of humanity inhabit this giant train that circles the globe. And the show questions class warfare, social injustice, political survival, and David Diggs plays a homicide detective when a murder occurs on board, and Jennifer Connelly is the executive who runs the train. This is sci-fi to the max. It is a fascinating series. If you love sci-fi, this is one of my favorite shows. I've been waiting 2 years for this series, and it's finally here. And we got something for the kids. Scooby-Doo is back, called Scoob. It's like a real fun kind of movie to watch.
That's actually pretty
good. That's good, Jeff.
Thank you. Well, you know, they've solved hundreds of cases, and adventures shared with Scooby and the gang face their biggest challenge now, and a plot to unleash the ghost dog Cerebus upon the world. And the Blue Falcon recruits Shaggy and the gang and Scooby to thwart Dick Dastardly and Muttley. So, listen, they got Will Forte, Mark Wahlberg, Zac Efron, Tracy Morgan, Simon Cowell. This is the new Hanna-Barbera shared universe. You're going to see all your favorite characters coming out in the new Scoob movie. It's a lot of fun. It really is.
And Jeff, one more.
Finally today, a documentary on Netflix. If you need something positive, you need something uplifting, it's called Becoming. And it follows Michelle Obama during her 34-city book tour of 2018. And it, she shares personal journey of growing up in the South Side of Chicago, motherhood, other experiences, and she helps young people across America. I mean, this is a, such an inspirational documentary. You got to see Becoming with Michelle Obama. I really enjoyed it. And it's not politics. It's not about right. that. And it's about her leaving the White House, getting her normal life back, which she wanted because she's in the spotlight constantly, inspiring kids across the country. It's a real uplifting, inspirational story that's void of any kind of politics. And it's just a great, awesome.
Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. Check him out on YouTube, Facebook, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, as always, great stuff, and have a great weekend. Our thanks to Jeff Howard each week, giving us something to watch on our streaming devices. And I love it when people text in like this.
Yeah, one of our listeners, this was Mike, who texted in. He said, Jeff mentioned a couple weeks ago watching Prop Culture. It's on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
He said, we're on our third time watching it. And we go to each movie now and see the different props that are used in it. What a great recommendation. Yeah. So, yeah.
He does know what he's talking about.
He does. Yes,
especially now with nothing really to watch on TV.
I know.
So check those things out that he mentions. And I think you'll be, you know what? You'll be fine.
Yep.
Billy Joel. Tell me, please tell me. You're going to post that picture of you from yesterday.
Yes, I am. Those people, they came over. Disinfecting solution. And, oh, it's so cool what they do. They it's this mist. They don't come in and wipe things down or spray stuff on your counters.
Yeah.
It's a disinfecting, dry, fine mist.
Okay.
And it can spray it on your hand and there's nothing there.
All right.
But you have to wear the outfit.
When you're doing it.
When you're doing it. And I was following them around. Usually you're out of your house, you know.
Yeah.
And I was following them around, taking some video, and it's really, really cool. If you're thinking about just kind of having your house disinfected, maybe you can't find products, do it. It's 10 cents a square foot, really cheap right now. But yeah, I had the whole hazmat suit on. I had
the real mask on. Yeah.
You know, the one with the, that gives you the two chins sticking out, you know, and then the goggles. And yes, it looked like basically one of it looked like a quarantine day.
Not only the picture, but the video.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know.
Looked like it prom.
Yes, it did.
In 2020, looks like prom in 2020.
Quarantine prom. Yes, it did.
Make sure you do that on the Facebook.
Oh, it's amazing. Really is. Yeah.
Page,
really cool.
Which you can like and link up with through our website 96.3kklz.com. Sunshine today and right through the weekend. Maybe a little breezy on Sunday. High in the low to mid 90s. 73 outside right now.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Miley Lee Cyrus hosting a talk show from her house. Everybody seems to be hosting a talk show. So she shoots it in her garage.
Uh-huh.
So I guess, you know, Dad has to find somewhere else to sleep now. Stop it. Get out. Stop it now. Get out of here. I kid with Billy Ray. And hey, listen, everyone under 12, settle down, because BTS hosting an online concert June 14th.
Whoa.
Yep, BTS. Yes, they're just huge. They're huge. Exactly.
That's Dad having to buy the tickets.
Oh, great.
Well, you don't buy tickets, Dad.
Free?
Don't worry about it. It's going to be on TV.
Free? Yes, it is.
Okay.
And Battlefield Earth. Now, this movie is considered not just one of the worst movies ever. It is considered to be the worst movie ever made. Battlefield Earth.
Uh-huh.
And the guy who wrote it, J.D. Shapiro is his name, he even admits it's probably the worst movie ever made. However, he'd like you to know that he watched about 15 minutes of Cats, and he said Cats is even worse than Battlefield Earth. So, yeah, he said, unfortunately, I think it will beat out Battlefield Earth. That movie really just, wow, it just didn't happen. There were such huge hopes for Cats and a good cast and all of that stuff, but it just did not happen.
Jody and I watch a lot of movies, and afterwards we'll say, well, it's not the worst we've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
And I think same thing here with Battlefield Earth.
Mm-hmm.
You watch it and you go, well, it's not the worst. Have you seen Cats?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. I couldn't even get through Battlefield Earth. I tried watching it And I've watched some pretty bad movies.
And there are those movies that you watch,
yeah,
and then all of a sudden you say, all right, if it doesn't start to get better in 10 minutes,
yes,
we're bailing.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, and we may talk to him next week, our friend George Wallace.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a couple of movies I've watched with him in lately. It's like, okay, George, you were funny, but... Yeah.
Let's save that for next week when we do talk to him.
Yes, definitely yes. For now, oh gosh, thank God it's Friday. That is my take.
Just a couple of minutes ago, we were talking about how you had your whole home and car disinfecting solution come over and clean it. And I know you're a very clean person. You're very worried about who you're around.
Even said that, too. It was very nice.
You're washing your hands and doing all that.
Yes.
That's why I find this hard to believe. When you told me what you did a couple of days ago with a candy bar, I got to be honest. I was shocked.
Shocked. Yeah.
I know you're probably not the only one, but for you to do this.
I love chocolate, but I don't, you know, eat it a lot.
Right.
I'm not that, I got to have it. But once in a while, maybe once or twice a month, I craved something chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So I was at the store and I bought the Hershey's with almonds.
Yeah.
Regular Hershey bar with almonds. And I put it, you know, in the fridge. And I knew what I was going to do with it. I was going to eat just a part of it and then throw it out. Because I don't want to be tempted.
Yeah.
So I ate a half of it. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's like 200 calories. I ate half. It's like, I'm throwing this out. And I folded the flap over and I threw it out.
Yeah.
And
you're done with it.
I was all done with it because I didn't want to eat the rest of it.
Right.
I don't need it. And like 2 hours later, I went in my garbage can and I pulled it out and I ate it. I ate it. I ate it.
Wait a second.
There was a reason that I folded it over.
You didn't tell me 2 hours later.
Oh, yeah. It was like two hours later.
I thought it was just like a couple of minutes.
Oh, you mean I threw it out and got it back? Oh, no, 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 Mike. No. No.
That I would have accepted.
And I'll be honest, there was me kind of, like, I picked through, it's like, well, there's just a paper towel. What else is there? Okay, there's a Starbucks cup. I'm good. I can eat this.
And you live by yourself, so it's not like you have other
people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many other people have done this? I got to be honest. Again, I was shocked. Shocked.
I know.
You did this. And now that I find out it was 2 hours later.
Yeah, it was a couple hours later. Yeah.
702-739-9636.
Oh.
All by yourself. I don't know. Maybe you're with a bunch of people. Something you threw out, maybe you went back later to pick it out of the garbage. Well, it was in a baggie.
Yes, yes, it was. It was all folded over. It was still wrapped.
Have you done this before? Carly, you can't be the only one.
Oh, God, no. No way.
Feel good in the morning.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so the good news in all this, Carla, you might not be the only one.
I guess not. I'm embarrassed, though. I'm really embarrassed.
Uh-oh. I think this was a couple of days ago you had told me.
Yes, I got a Hershey bar because I was craving a piece of chocolate, and I'm not that person, but I just wanted one. I got a little one, broke it in half, ate it, threw the rest out. I was careful to fold it over, though, so it wouldn't touch anything. And 2 hours later, I went to the garbage, John, and I pulled it out and I ate the rest of it.
Oh,
because it was Hershey with almonds.
And I told her, John, I said, here's a woman that is very cautious with everything that's going on.
Washing her hands, who she's around, and everything.
But yet, we'll go 2 hours later back into the garbage to pick out a candy bar that's half eaten.
Yeah.
My headphone cord is not long enough to move any farther away.
There's not enough.
It's a couple days ago. I'm good now.
It happened a couple of days ago.
It was above the rim.
Oh, man. Sean, who actually made us those masks, he said, oh, my God, you pulled a Costanza from Seinfeld.
Yes.
Did it hover and call your name, Carla? Yes, it did, Sean. Oh, my gosh. That's everybody saying, oh, hell no, Carla. You're not a George Costanza? Yes, I did.
Maybe you are the only one.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I know. Now, somebody else said, Carla, I actually made a chocolate cake a couple weeks ago. And I made it because I just wanted some chocolate cake. And I threw the rest out. And not long after, I put it in foil. Not long after, I went to the garbage and opened it up and ate some more chocolate cake.
Wow, we really have just become savages during all this, haven't we?
Well, you know what? When you don't have like a whole family at your house, you get away with a lot more, I think.
Although, in your defense, yes, I think I'd rather eat out of the garbage than have to get all suited up to go to the grocery store to buy another candy bar.
Yeah, it's my garbage. Yeah. Listen, if I had coffee grounds.
Yes, it wasn't.
And it wasn't the outside garbage. I'm justifying now. It was in the
kitchen. She's trying to validate the whole,
Matter of fact, it was garbage day. So I had taken the garbage out. So, and I looked in there, too, and it was like, there. John, you didn't hear earlier. I said, there's a Starbucks cup. What else? There's paper towels. I'm good. So I just took it. I ate it. Whatever.
George is on the phone. George, what's up?
The other day, we were eating lunch, and I guess the wife thought I was done with my Capriati sandwich. And I got up to go to the bathroom. I come back. It was gone, and she threw it in the garbage. And I went in there, went back in there, and got it back out and ate it and finished it. And I had to dig through a little bit to get to it because it sunk to the bottom.
Oh.
You know, if it was still wrapped up.
That's what I said.
I bet you George was listening and thinking, oh, thank God, I'm not the only one.
And I was listening to George saying, thank God, I'm not the only one. Thank you, George.
My wife said, you're gross. I said, I'm eating this sandwich.
Yes.
And I wasn't done.
That is so funny. What kind was it, George?
Bobby.
There's a lot going on there,
yes.
too.
Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving in May.
I wasn't calling it a day yet. No way.
Oh, that is great. Thank you, George, for making me feel normal.
Have a good one.
Is that what he did?
Yes, he did.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, we talked about National Pizza Day earlier this morning. Mm-hmm. But listen to what White Castle is doing. And the only reason I do this is because we have a White Castle here in Vegas.
We do.
They're giving everybody one free slider today because it's National Slider Day. No purchase necessary.
Yeah.
So I hope that's happening cool. downtown. I don't know if it is.
But they're open up again, yeah.
The only problem is, I don't know if you've ever tried to have just one slider.
Well, yeah. You're not going to get full. If you're looking for a meal, you might want to get a couple, two or three.
Or just go through Carla's garbage.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. It's wrapped up.
There's a new trend going on now, and I think this is actually pretty funny. It's where parents put a sweet treat in front of their kids. And then tell them, don't eat it until they come back. Like, I have to go to the bathroom. Be right back.
Yes.
And so they have video going viral now. And actually, I you know what? Hold on. Let me find it. I thought this was pretty cute, even though it's the Kardashians.
Right. Uh-oh.
They get it.
Uh-oh.
Listen, I think this is, I guess it's Kylie. It might be Kylie,
yeah,
and,
Kylie.
Her, and her kid.
Yeah. Yeah, Kylie Jenner.
All right, hold on. Listen to this now.
Don't eat it until Daddy gets back into the room.
Oh, hold on.
This is
like a guy in England. But listen to it. It's just as funny.
Don't eat it until Daddy gets back into the room, okay? So I'm just going to go to the toilet, but don't eat it until Daddy gets back, okay?
I won't.
Okay.
Guy leaves. Yeah. Kid starts eating.
You okay? You've eaten it.
What?
You've eaten a bit.
Okay. Yeah, kid failed.
All right. Aww.
Now, Kylie Jenner's kid, I think, passed the test, believe
it or
not.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, that
her
was cute.
Her kid, Stormy?
That was cute. Yeah. Yes, Stormy.
She waited.
Yes. Yeah. Aww. Yeah, I know. Well, it's a Jenner Kardashian, like, okay. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen, two stories I don't need to say much else on. I've got a couple lines for you. Guy from Michigan was arrested after he asked the guards at the Canadian border if he could buy weed from them.
Oh.
Enough said right there, I'm thinking. Yeah.
End of story.
Yeah. Oh, geez, dude. That was, and I know that's right near Detroit, going up into Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Dude.
Okay. And they don't, listen, they're sweet up in Canada, but don't mess with them at the border either. No. Don't mess with them. And if you don't think there's, any good news in all this chaos, human urine can now be used to make concrete on the moon. Now, a couple things here. I don't know who figured that out. I don't know. I don't picture, any of our great astronauts going up there and peeing on the moon and saying, oh, God.
And then coming back.
Yeah. Houston, we have concrete. This is... amazing. This is really amazing. So yeah. Yes, your own, you can...
build your own house now.
Yes, yes, exactly. And same thing used in the Keystone beer that you pick up real cheap on the... No. Awful.
Now,
awful.
See, now you're going to have a reputation.
No, I'm not. I've had Keystone.
She's a garbage picker, and she drinks Keystone.
Shush, I don't drink it. I have in the past.
Okay.
That's all.
All right.
Listen, going into Canada, be careful. Careful. Don't mess with those guys. Yeah. Please don't. It's Friday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news so you can start your day on a positive note. You know, over the past few weeks, we've been giving away groceries along with Subaru of Las Vegas. And this week's winner is on the phone. Donna, are you there?
Hi, good morning.
Boy, some good news for you, huh?
Yeah, it sure was.
That was so nice of your niece, Gina, to nominate you to receive free groceries from 96.3 KKLZ and Subaru of Las Vegas. Carla, this woman does it all for her family.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And you are apparently a second mom as well.
Yeah, I couldn't believe she did that.
Well, Gina told us you are a waitress over at the Santa Fe, currently out of work, but that hasn't stopped you. Her grandmother couldn't pay her rent. She lives in New York. Carla,
yeah.
Donna paid the rent.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
There's another tenant that needed help with rent. Donna stepped up with that. Unbelievable. She says you're a caring, compassionate, strong, kind of loving and giving person. And as you read, almost a second mother to Gina.
Yeah, that's what she said.
So we will see you later this morning. Free groceries and a $50 gift card for you from Subaru of Las Vegas and 96.3 KKLZ.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. I so appreciate it.
You are so welcome.
And she sounds so nice.
I know.
Does so much for everybody else. It's nice that we can do something nice for her.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Donna, right. Way to go.
By the way, talking about free food, if you need food and are in that position.
Yeah, Feeding Las Vegas Together. You know, I mentioned this earlier in the week. And the Salvation Army, Southern Nevada partnership with the LDS Church, Zappos, and of course us here at Beasley Broadcasting along with KLAS Channel 8. North Las Vegas City Hall, they are giving away hundreds of boxes of food today. I would go over there. Go over there now. It's going to go. It's going to go fast. So if you need some help, it's okay. A lot of people do right now. Head on over there. North Las Vegas City Hall. Okay. Go on over there. And it's just you're driving in, you're driving out. It's very, very easy.
Getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Shelter Insurance, Home, Life, Auto. Need an agent? Look up at shelterinsurance.com. Recapping the show this morning, had a new couple of new COVID-19 songs.
Songs, yes.
Positive songs with everything that we're going through. And,
oh, boy.
Which I thought, what was it, Offspring? It was a takeoff of an Offspring.
I love that,
song,
yes. So. Loved it.
Found out that Carla, as cautious as you are, I think a lot of people were shocked. Shocked!
Whatever. Somebody sent me the Sex and the City scene with Miranda. She actually, I don't know if you remember that. You used to watch that. Mm-hmm. She threw out a whole chocolate cake so she wouldn't eat it. Then she dug in the garbage later. Whatever! It's Miranda. She was cool. I'm in the same company.
And Rockstockapalooza.
Yes!
Doled out the details Sunday, May 24th. Going to be the greatest concert event ever for your ears only. You want more information? It's on our website at 96.3kklz.com. Wendy Rush up next. She'll keep you company. Otherwise, do have a great weekend. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.